World on Edge, from hazard pay in the Hormuz to Bitcoin surges in Washington. A South Korean shipping company is now offering crews 6 months of additional salary, effectively $30,000 on a $60,000 annual wage, just to sail a single passage through the Strait of Hormuz. That single data point offered by Sinokor encapsulates the cascading pressures radiating outward from 11 nights of sustained Iranian strikes. Oil hovering near $90 a barrel, a surging dollar crushing emerging market currencies, and the yen at its weakest against the dollar since 1986. Wednesday's news cycle spans nearly every domain of consequence. Iran has struck Kuwait's power and water infrastructure for 4 consecutive days during peak summer heat. The Pentagon is formally identifying a missing U.S. soldier killed in the conflict. Meanwhile, diplomats are quietly maneuvering in Manila, where Secretary of State Rubio and Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov may meet on the sidelines of ASEAN, potentially the highest-level direct U.S.-Russia contact in months. On the technology front, NVIDIA's new Vera Rubin architecture reportedly delivers 10 times the performance of its predecessor, Blackwell. A security flaw in Azure DevOps allows invisible HTML comments to hijack AI agents. And I disclosed a breach of 55 million user accounts, 8 months after the intrusion reportedly occurred. In financial markets, Bitcoin surged on White House progress toward the Clarity Act, chip stocks rebounded after a recent sell-off, and SpaceX set an August 4th earnings date that triggers what could be the largest insider share unlock in capital markets history, $123 billion eligible for trading 2 days later.